The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us something that is rather astounding. He said, "The lamp of your body is your eyes." If he said the window that lets the light in is your eyes, that would make perfect sense. That's not what he said. He said your eye is the lamp. So the eye is the light for the body. Now we have to be very clear. Our Lord is the light for the soul. And so the question about what's the point of the eye being the light for the body, it has to do with the choices that we make. Where are we placing our eyes? What are we looking at? That's the choice that we have to make. Light is obviously going to come through your eyes, and from practical point of view, you can have 20/20 vision, but if you're in a completely dark room, you can't see anything. So it's not about the ability to see, because you need light to see, which again, that would suggest that the body is like a window, or the light, the eyes are like a window that lets the light in. Again, that's not what he said. But he also pointed out, he said, if your eye is sound, your body will be full of light, but if it is evil, the body will be full of darkness. So the eye itself can be a light of goodness, or it can be evil and bring darkness. Now by itself, again, the eyeball is just a physical part of your body. It's neither evil nor good by itself. It just is. And so the goodness or the evil has to do again with the choice that we make. And while we make the choice with our will, which is a faculty of the soul, that choice is expressed physically in and through the body. So it's again a question of what it is that we're choosing to look at. You look back 2,000 years ago and you say, if our Lord was talking about this 2,000 years ago, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have filthy magazines. They didn't have horror films. They didn't have all this garbage that we are tempted to be looking at these days. They still had good things and evil things that they could choose to be focused on, but not nearly what we've got. And he was telling us that 2,000 years ago. So the reality hasn't changed. The eye is the lamp for the body. But the opportunities to use the eyes for evil have increased immensely. And that's the part that we have to be clear about. Think back a couple of thousand years ago, people, for instance, I've never quite understood why they would want to do this, but they would gather to watch somebody be beheaded or hung or whatever it might be. And it's like, why would you want to be looking at that? It doesn't make sense. They would look at different shows that people would do, actors and actresses, some of which were rather lewd. And so there were some of the things, like what we've got, there were some horrible things. And why people choose to look at or be part of something horrible, I just don't understand. But people do. So what is it that we're choosing to look at? Again, I obviously can't tell you any details, but I had no idea that there were things on the internet that are apparently there, because people come into the confessional and they tell me some of the stuff that they were looking at on the internet. It's like, I had no idea that they could even put that kind of stuff on the internet. So again, we have to be really, really careful about what we're choosing to look at. And we need also to be very careful with our rationalizations. At least it's not as bad as. That's still an admission that it's bad. Maybe it's not as bad as something else, but if we're having to say it's not as bad as, it's bad. And if our Lord was telling this 2,000 years ago, and we'd be looking at something that they were doing 2,000 years ago, he'd be saying it's bad. Today we'd be saying, oh, that's kind of innocent by comparison. Yeah, by comparison, it's still bad. So we need to choose to fill ourselves with the good things. If the eye is the lamp of the body, and the Lord is the lamp of the soul, we can't have ourselves being a contradiction. We can't be saying, I want the light, but I want the darkness. I want my soul to be in light, but my body in darkness. I want to be righteous, but I want to be sinful. Like, it doesn't work. We have to make sure that we are that we're united internally. That we make sure that if we're going to say that what we want is the Lord, that that's how we're going to act. Again, the choices we make are expressed physically in and through the body. So whether that's what we're looking at, whether that's what we're reaching out to, whether that's what we're giving into, whatever it might be, that's the part we have to consider. So if our Lord is to enlighten our souls, then what we want is to make sure that we are doing the same with the body, that we are enlightening it, that we are filling it with good, that all the things that we're trying to do are in union with the will of God and not in opposition to them. So that's, again, where we need to be careful, because sometimes we'll say things like, well, at least it's not a mortal sin. Right, but if it's a sin, it's a sin. It's still hurting you. It still brings darkness into the person where we want it to be filled with light. If we're supposed to be the light of the world, uniting ourselves with our Lord, who is the light of the world, how's the light going to come out of our soul if our body is filled with darkness? If we're giving ourselves over to things that are offensive to God, and yet we say we want to be godly, we want God to be within, we want to conform ourselves to God, but then we do this other stuff. So that's what we want to really look at in our lives, to be able to look at the question of where is the darkness? Where's the darkness in my life? Where are the things that are impeding the light? The Lord has ignited a fire. He doesn't want us to put it down in the basement, and he doesn't want us to cover it over with anything. He wants it put on a candle stand where it's going to give light to everyone. We can't hide it, and we keep trying to do that. So let the light shine. Get the darkness out. Let the Lord, who, if we're in the state of grace, dwells in our souls, let him shine through by the choices that we make, by the actions that we perform, by the things that we're looking at and what we're choosing. That's what we have to be about. Make sure that what we're doing with our body is in conformity with what we're saying that we want for our soul, because it's the whole person that needs to be made holy. It's the whole person who's either going to go to heaven or go to hell. Your soul isn't going to go one way and your body go the other. The whole deal goes together. So make sure that if we want the light, who is Jesus, to be the light of our life, to be at the center of our soul, then we want to make sure that what is coming through the eye, what is the choices that we're making and expressing in the body, are going to be in conformity with that, so that the whole body, the whole person, will be filled with the light of Christ.